Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, representing Pacific High School, I have Paulette James, and she's going to tell us a little bit how she got resiliency. Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
So how come you've got resiliency? What's that about?
Well, Pacific High School is currently doing their second class based around meth in the community, and something that we wanted to do in this community engagement class was really get that word out there that we can be positive and have the ability to bounce back, but to also let the community know that we have those resources and that we support them.
And you said this is part two of a class. What was the first part?
Our first class was a science class, and we learned about how meth affects the body and what a healthy body looks like. And then the second class is a community engagement class, and that's been fun.
So you sort of got the smart background, and it's like, and I imagine after taking a science class, it you're not looking at all the positive things.
No.
And how do you kind of come from this downer class of how abusive meth can be to the body, and then spin it to be good information?
Yeah. This whole class has been really actually kind of, you know, really Debbie Downer, but when it comes to the positive side, it becomes a passion for the teachers and for myself, because there's people that we care about that are affected directly by meth, and, we want to get that message out there before it affects all the people we care about and the community. And it's not only about meth, it's about, you know, alcoholism or depression and other things that, you know, affect your mental health.
And who's the audience that you want to specifically talk to in the community? Like, did you just do some general information PSAs, or did you talk to other schools?
I want everybody to be there. I haven't had, I guess, time to get to the schools. I'm leaving town soon, so I've been kind of running on a tight schedule. But for the most part, we might have other students going to Blatchley, and it would be, you know, really interesting to just have, you know, feedback from other people to see how they thought the event went. But this is my...
This is the big announcement.
Yes.
That this is what school is doing. So you're taking this science class, and you probably had some preconceived notions about how meth affects the body. And then you're brainstorming with your fellow students about how to get a positive message. Has the information made you more sympathetic or more like, oh, come on, guys, let's get it together?
Kind of both. Because... I guess I'm more sympathetic because we go, like, when you go in to look at the stories of meth and everything, they didn't know what it could do to the body. They didn't know that this is, their life would completely turn over, that they'd lose their job, lose their family, and everything that they had that they cared about within, you know, months or a year. So that, I guess, is the biggest message that we want to get out there, is that, you know, we care, and that you have, that you have value, that things may be rough, but you can always bounce back. There's always something you can do better for yourself, and that you don't need to turn to drugs or alcohol, because, we have resources that if you need them, we can help you find them.
And what are some of those resources we have in town?
Well, we have, I know that there's the safe shelter, for women, I guess. They have,
you're working off script. I realize this, but there, if I don't run into a student, how would I find out more about Got Resiliency? Do I call the school? Is it being in the newspaper?
You can call the school. I'm sure that any of the teachers would know. I mean, not any of the teachers. Hillary or Mandy would know about Hillary Sealand and Mandy Summer would know kind of where I'm going with this and the idea that I have around it.
Terrific. And we'd spoken off the air. Being a Pacific High student, there's sort of five principles the school follows, and one of them is resiliency.
Yes.
Here's a little quiz, pop quiz.
Okay.
What are the other four?
Respect, acceptance, resiliency, humor.
Oh, my gosh.
And love. No, I don't know. I can't remember the last one.
I did put you on the spot.
That's okay.
But those are all good things. And you probably used all of those in this class.
Yeah. It's been definitely a rough class. We've got excellent students in there, and it's been kind of a challenge for some of them, including myself. So we really are hoping for a good turnout in the class and in the community. So we'll kind of see where the session takes us and what we can do in the following fall.
Okay, so you don't have anything specific coming up, but you do have some ideas of the type of events you would like to have?
No. On May 4th, we will have a Got Resiliency event at Crescent Harbor Shelter from 7 p.m. till about 9, and we'll have the Gudjaheen performers, former Gudjaheen, and Silk from Safe. They will have a video if we can figure out the technology, and if all goes as planned, we'll probably have Silver Jackson, and yeah, we have a couple students from Pacific High, and maybe a couple performers from around town. So if all goes well, everything will play out.
That'd be nice, a nice event.
Yeah.
And that's where the fun comes in. It's informative, fun, and to sort of spread the word of Got Resiliency.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, thank you for joining me, Paulette, this morning. Yeah. Paulette James telling us about Got Resiliency from Pacific High School.
Thank you.